WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high of only 32 and winds out of the northwest at 15, gusting up to 30 miles per hour before diminishing later this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. In Southwest Iowa news, a Red Oak man was arrested Sunday afternoon on an assault charge following an investigation into an incident which allegedly occurred in the 500 block of East Washington Avenue in Red Oak. According to the Red Oak Police Department, 41-year-old Shane Michael Evans was charged with domestic abuse simple assault. Evans was taken into custody at around 4:40 p.m. He was being held without bond Sunday in the Montgomery County Jail. I'll have more news in just a moment.
When you buy a camera from a big box store, you get a camera in a box. You don't get any information, education, or advice about using your camera. You just buy it, take it home, and wonder, now what do I do? At Rex Pharmacy, we consider buying a digital camera an important decision, and we'll take time to educate you on the features and applications of the models we carry. At Rex Pharmacy, we'll help you choose the right camera to do the things you want it to. We'll teach you to use it properly and make sure the camera is programmed and ready to start snapping. We want you to be able to capture those memories to last a lifetime. So don't just buy a camera in a box. Come to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. Personalized service from people you can count on.
When you buy a Canon digital camera from Rex Pharmacy, you'll get the exclusive Canon Digic 3 image processor for superior image quality and vibrant colors and the Canon one-year limited warranty.
Two women were arrested on separate charges Saturday night in Adams County. Sheriff's officials said Sunday Juanita Olson of Corning was arrested just after 9 p.m. on charges of OWI and open container following a traffic stop on Highway 148 at Hunter Trailer. Olson was also charged with criminal mischief after she allegedly destroyed property while being held in the Adams County Jail. And Roxy Corr of Corning was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday on a charge of domestic assault in connection with an incident during which she allegedly assaulted her husband at their residence on Loomis Street in Corning. Both women were being held Sunday in the Adams County Jail. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney and his wife Ann and their youngest son Craig paid a visit to Atlantic Sunday afternoon. Their stop brought them to the Family Table restaurant, which was packed with media and others who came to hear what the apparent frontrunner leading up to the Iowa caucuses on Tuesday had to say. Ann Romney told the crowd that Iowans have a job to do Tuesday as far as selecting the right person to move on to the November election.
And we hope you do it. We think Iowa can start what needs to be done, which is getting Mitt on the pathway to defeating Barack Obama.
Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, said the election isn't just about replacing Obama. It's an election about the soul of America and what direction our nation is going to take. He criticized Obama as being unable to understand the power of the principles on which the nation was founded.
I don't think he understands that an opportunity society, a merit society, is one of the things that propels our economic vitality and the greatness of our people. I think in some respects the president takes his inspiration from the social democrats of Europe who would try and change us into a European-style welfare state. I think he'd push against the freedoms and the opportunity in a merit society and turn us into an entitlement society where government takes from some to give to others. I believe in a merit society. I believe in an opportunity society. I believe in the principles of the founders.
Romney said he doesn't want to radically transform America and said he wants to restore the principles that made America great. He said to do that, the government needs to stop spending more money than it takes in. In order to change the country's current course, Romney said that he would examine every spending program in the country and subject it to a litmus test.
Is this program so critical to America that we should be borrowing money from China to pay for it? And if it fails that test, I will kill that program. And I've got a list of programs like that I'll kill. And top of the list is Obamacare. I'll get rid of that immediately upon taking office.
He said he would continue to keep a safety net in place for those who are poor and can't care for themselves, but the states, he says, are more capable of handling that than the feds are.
I will return programs like Medicaid back to the states, giving them the responsibility to care for their own people in the way they think best. And finally, what else will I do to balance the budget besides killing some programs, turning some back to states? The third thing I'll do is to make the remaining government itself more efficient. I'll reduce employment by about 10% through attrition, and I will link the pay of federal workers to the pay of people in the private sector. I don't think people who are government servants should make more than the people who are paying for them.
Romney said Obama has failed us in many areas, including protecting the country from threats overseas. One of those threats, he says, comes from a nuclear Iran, which announced on Sunday that they had developed a nuclear rod and successfully tested a surface-to-air missile.
Iran represents a grave threat to the world, probably the greatest threat that the world faces over the next decade. And this president came into office with his own plan for dealing with Iran. He said he was going to engage Iran. He was going to meet with Ahmadinejad in his first year. Well, we now know how well that engagement policy has worked. What's happened is that those crippling sanctions never got put in place. That when voices of dissent went to the street, he was silent. And when the people of Iran wondered if there was an American military option that was being considered, it was pretty clear that that was not something that was on the table. I want to make sure that the people of this nation understand that he failed us, not only here at home, he's failed us in dealing with the gravest threat we face, which comes from Iran.
Romney says Obama promised not long after he was elected that he would not run again if he couldn't get the economy turned around in 3 years. Romney said that hasn't happened, and he's here to collect on that promise. And speaking with reporters afterward in Atlantic at the Family Table restaurant, Romney criticized his rival Republican candidate Rick Santorum as a career politician and defending his own conservative credentials. Romney told reporters his background is quite different from Santorum because the former Pennsylvania senator, quote, spent his career in government in Washington. Romney also offered his record as governor of Massachusetts as evidence that he is as conservative as Santorum, who has risen quickly in the polls. Newt Gingrich was also in Atlantic over the weekend, and we'll hear more about what he had to say next hour. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
Carol, can you tell me what is important when someone buys a camera from Rex Pharmacy?
Every customer is different. Some buy a camera for its zooming ability and some for its close-up shot. Others may want to purchase the camera for action shots or image stability. We could see 10 different people and there'd be 10 different ways that they'd want to use their cameras. I could match what they want with several different cameras that we have here in our store. But the most important is they buy a camera for their reasons.
Well, there are so many digital cameras out there. How do they know which one they want to buy?
Stop in at Rex Pharmacy and come see me. I'll walk you through the basic functions. After you've purchased and used your camera, come back and see me. I'll show you more things about your camera. Then you can use your camera to its fullest potential, and in return, you're a happy and satisfied customer. Along with that, you get quality pictures to share and save. Rex Pharmacy, personalized service from people you can count on.
In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Anderson, age 88, of Exira, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Anderson will be held this morning at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Marilyn Ann Fawn, age 76, of Harlan, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Marilyn Ann Fawn will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauline Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Pauline Nellie Edwards, age 89, of Cumberland, died Friday. Graveside services for Pauline Edwards will be tomorrow at the Greenwood Cemetery in Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 61-year-old Carol J. Hansen of Carson has died. Funeral services for Carol Hansen will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Trainer. The Hertz Funeral Home in Carson is in charge of arrangements. Orlin Kane, age 73, of Griswold, died Saturday. Services for Orlin Kane are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Mindy Ann Duckworth Grasty, age 44, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mindy Ann Duckworth Grasty are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Wilma Dunkerson, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Wilma Dunkerson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Raymond Hansen, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Raymond Hansen are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.